Good morning. This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. As we've been hearing, the U.S. House has approved legislation that repeals key sections of the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. The bill passed by 4 votes. Congressman Peter Welch of Vermont voted against the bill, so did every Democrat in the House. Welch says the legislation will roll back expansions of Medicaid and will force many people with pre-existing conditions to pay higher premiums. The proposal also allows states to adopt limited benefit packages for consumers. For instance, states could decide not to require maternity and mental health coverage for their basic plans. Welch says the bill eliminates important parts of the ACA without offering any meaningful alternatives.
What they've done is made a bad bill worse. The first round, we lost 24 million people from coverage. In this bill, it'll probably be closer to 30 million or even more.
Welch says the bill also offers $1 trillion in tax cuts for wealthy people by repealing the revenue sources that were used to fund the ACA. The legislation now goes on to the Senate, where major changes are expected. The town of Hartford will vote on whether to change the name of the October holiday Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day. At the select board's recent meeting, members unanimously agreed to add it to next year's March Town Meeting Day ballot. Select board member Simon Dennis led the effort. He says it would be a step in making the town of Hartford's practices more in line with its values. Last year, former Governor Peter Shumlin declared a renaming of Columbus Day as Indigenous Peoples Day statewide, but that was not a permanent change. Due to heavy rains, Lake Ontario is overflowing its banks, and some New Yorkers want to lower the lake level by releasing water from a dam downstream. But the International Joint Commission, which controls the dam, says that would bring more flooding to Montreal. Veronica Vogue from Great Lakes Today reports from Montreal.
According to Jacob Bruxer at the IJC, Quebec is in for an historic weekend. The region has already been dealing with high water levels and flash flooding due to heavy rains over the last week, and now it's projected to get worse. In Montreal, residents of some neighborhoods are sandbagging their properties, in others, evacuating. Near the St. Lawrence River, marinas have had to remove boats and secure their gas pumps. And on the other end of the island, near the Ottawa River, the fire department is moving people and resources back and forth using rowboats. Some neighborhoods are already as much as 2 feet underwater. Experts say there is little anyone can do, including the IJC, to alleviate the flooding, except wait and hope for dry weather. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Veronica Volk in Montreal, Quebec.
State officials say Vermont collected about $21 million less in tax revenue than expected. While revenues do tend to fluctuate, and a single month's numbers should not be looked at in isolation, Vermont Secretary of Administration Suzanne Young says the numbers are concerning. She says she would not be surprised to see the state's revenue forecast downgraded. Eye in the sky today, rain becoming steadier by afternoon, highs upper 40s to low 50s.